Is it December 7th? Okay, so the minutes from the December 7th meeting? I sent those out to you guys. I think we had one change, and that was something I had put in wrong for the band, like a song they were playing or something like that. But that was the only change that was made. So does anybody want to make a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second that.
Okay. In counselor news, let me... Okay, so this is from Annie Jones from the elementary school. Fourth grade is doing the Field Star test. She said they were selected by TEA to take the fourth grade Field Star test. Parents were notified, and the state will not provide results from our administration. What is a Field Star test? Do you know?
It is practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question, like the way that they word the questions and stuff like that, so that way they can see how the kids
kind of like a benchmark.
Kind of do
in a way
on a grander scale. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's not just for. I mean, it's state.
They're checking to see how the kids do on particular types of questions, on whether or not they'll use those types of questions in a real STAR test.
Okay.
So it's more of like a practice for the state, and then they go through and do all their
statistical
stuff.
Math. Okay.
I think it's math.
Okay. Telpas testing, Telpas collections began Monday, February 7th, and then she's going into the classrooms and doing guidance for the for students. For fourth and fifth grade, they're doing their last lesson in digital citizenship this week. The specific lesson was cyberbullying, David's Law, which we've covered here on our campuses too. For second and third grade, it's responsibility, and kindergarten and first is apologizing. So that's what she's doing with the different classes. And then middle school?
So middle school, we have Telpas coming up as well, and then we have our eighth period pathways this semester was working on digital citizenship at the beginning of the semester again. Some of it was new information depending on the grade level, and some of it was just reiterating some old information, kind of like, do you remember this, what we covered at the beginning of last year? Kids are continuing with their rotation between interventions and careers, and tech skills, you know, like some typing skills and how to use, you know, Word and not necessarily Word, but Google Docs and things like that. Some of those basic skills that they need. It's actually all through Google. So the program itself is like completely free. So it's just set up for the teachers and they can stuff. So actually all of you would have access to it as well. So yeah. So the kids could do it on their own at any time, even, actually. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
that is really neat.
Yeah. So I'll send you how to get onto it if you want to go through it. But it's neat. The lessons, like, it's like they write a resume, which is what teaches them to do Google Docs. Or they're doing time management if they're doing, and that would teach them Google Sheets. Right. Or they're making a presentation on... can't remember what the presentation one was about, but that's where they practice using Google Slides. So it's actually a lesson wrapped around. So so it's similar, you know, like our old typing days, but at the same time different because they're still, you know, they're still learning resume skill and that at the same time. So
that's
kind of cool. And then we've got, I pushed my guidance lessons a little bit. I'm doing one tomorrow and one next week. So what I'm finishing up with right now is the kids will start doing some rotations between different types of, like, try to help calm themselves or some other techniques that they can do for, like, you know, if I'm, you know, really upset about something, you know, activities like physical activities they can do. So they'll do like a little rotation between some different stuff that they don't necessarily have their regular exposure to. You know, it's not just take 10, you know, count to 10 and calm down. It's more like, you know, here's some true stuff that you can do now as you're a middle schooler and getting older that you can start figuring out. And so now that they'll do a rotation, they'll be able to figure out, ooh, I like this or I don't like this. And so that'll be what they'll kind of practice is like, you know, where they even get to listen to like the sounds of rain and nature sounds and, oh, maybe I don't like that at all. Or maybe, oh, I love this. This is so calming, you know, that kind of stuff.
Rotations in the classrooms?
Yes. So I'll go into the classrooms and then the kids do the rotations on a little group thing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then my next guidance lessons will all be about scheduling and, you know, what courses do you want next year? And, you know, what do you think you might want to do for the rest of your life? So anyway, but, and what else do we have going on? I'm trying to think, I know we've got some other stuff. We'll have benchmarks coming up in March. And, so that's kind of about it for the moment.
Star test.
Our star test is until May. And
okay. May. Our last meeting is May 4th or something. So
yeah.
It may be after that?
About, right after that. Yeah. Yeah. May. All of ours are that first week of May and second week of May.
May 10th, I think. I don't think we're doing
or even,
it.
Yeah. So. Okay. But we'll do all their... finish their tail pass stuff in March, and then
anything else?
I think that's
it.
That's
a lot. Keeping you busy, huh?
Sounds like a lot, but I feel like it's not a lot. No, it is a lot.
It is a lot.
What do you do on your free time?
So.
What is that? Amber, what do you have for nurse news?
Sick of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even like the word anymore. Mm-hmm. I was kind of looking, and since we came back from Christmas break, done 183 COVID tests.
Wow.
Just January.
Wow.
Staff and kids. But we haven't had any positives in the last week. We actually only have one child out right now with just an exposure.
That's
not
awesome.
Even... Okay. Yeah, the mom has it, so she's keeping him home, which I think is real responsible.
Yeah.
It's been busy, though. Just not a lot of... I'm not sending anybody home, hardly, so it's just, I think, more of, okay, we've had these this week off because of weather or whatever,
mm-hmm.
so
or
I really want to go home today. So. Yesterday was very busy.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean, it's just not really like, you know, the COVID. That's it. And we've got a lot of new kids. Mm-hmm. Just how many new kids we're getting. So having to, you know, redo those or do those hearings and visions mm-hmm. and try to keep up with them, we've had a bunch. Got another one starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow. I was all caught up with mine, and then I got like 3 or 4 new kids. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not caught up anymore. That's okay.
But other than that, it's been nice.
Good.
Yeah. I remember 2 things.
Oh,
one is UIL. We had our kids did UIL. And academic UIL, and we had a lot of good, they did really good, a lot of first and second places. We were second in district this year, not first, but it was very close, and they still did really well. So we were really proud of them, especially with having some of the delays with the last minute delays of weather and COVID.
And we had some who were on the remote list, you know, so there was a lot of that.
Yeah, so we had some kids that ended up not being able to do their UIL because they were out and stuff. So there was a lot of switching and stuff. So kids who, you know, were alternates ended up being able to participate. So, which was good for them, you know, so, but so they did well. So
good.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, and this week is Counselor's Week. And my students are really awesome, and they're all making little hearts for me, and they're really cute.
That's nice.
So, there we go.
Okay. It's this whole week.
Yeah. And Annie has gotten
yes. Yes, and they got coffee today too. So
that's good. Awesome. Yeah, y'all do a lot. I need to take care of you guys. So for high school, there's really nothing new on the nurse side. We'll talk about the worth of wait for new business, but the week that was so crazy before I got COVID, I did like 123 tests in 1 week, and it was just constant. Phone was ringing, 4 or 5 kids coming down, kids waiting outside, kids coming in the morning needing to get tested, and we had a lot of kids out at that time. I think the most we had on the high school side was 37 staff and students, and the middle school was up there too, but not that much. We have one out on the middle school side who's coming back tomorrow, and then she was positive, and then we have 2 on the middle school side that are precautionary siblings of the one at elementary and 1 on the high school side. So other than that, we don't have anybody out right now. So it's looking a lot better.
That does look better.
Yeah. Today I didn't do any COVID tests. Amber testing my kids for me. But it's really gotten a lot better since we had the 2 days off, not weather-wise, but with the COVID when we closed the 18th mm-hmm. and 19th. Mm-hmm. And I think it's finally, we're over the hump, I hope. Yeah.
That Friday, before we were closed.
Before we were closed, the 14th or whatever.
We had 102 kids out.
Yeah. We went like 50, 70, and then Friday boom. Was like boom.
Yeah. Yeah, it would, the whole week started out just
like 50
I mean,
on Wednesday, 70 crazy. On Thursday, and then Friday it was like, geez Louise.
Mm-hmm. But now I think it's kind of leveled out. I'm not sending a lot of kids home. I haven't had any flu that.
I had one today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and had one today. Oh, forgot to tell. Oh, well, that's Monday. Didn't have any
it's okay.
last week.
So. No, that's okay. Yeah, we do a flu report every week, and we haven't been having to do that because we haven't really had any kids with
that's
flu symptoms.
Cool.
So, but we do see a lot of kids wearing masks, and they're still asking for them, which is great. I think
if it makes you feel comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, we just got 1,000 COVID tests in that we had ordered. Mm-hmm. So Amber has 500 and I have 500 plus what we had left. So we're stocked and they're good through November of 22. Mm-hmm. So they'll last us a while.
Because that worries me. I'm not so much worried about spring break because hopefully people will be doing things outside.
But coming back to school
after summer. That's what's... So I'm glad we have enough to start summer.
Because that kind of hit us this year was when we came back from summer.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
we started
back
out
from
with,
Christmas.
Yeah. Last year, spring break didn't really seem to hit us very much at all.
No. And hopefully it'll be like that this year, too. So, but things are good. I mean, it's staying busy. It seems like there's 1,000 things going on, but not anything terrible. So it's been good.
Michelle? We started our Heart Heroes Challenge where we're raising money for the American Heart Association. We started that last week on the 31st, and it runs through next week on the 17th. We'll see how we do. Right now we've raised a little over $1,000 online. Our goal is $4,000. We didn't make it last year. Maybe we'll make it this year, so we'll see. We'll see how we do. But the kids, you know, that's always a good time. You know, February is Heart Month, so it's a good time for us to, not just for Valentine's, but talk about heart health and how heart disease, you know, being the number one killer in our country, how, you know, what can we do to have healthy hearts, and just trying to focus on, you know, offering up some things. With Heart Heroes, have these prizes, and each little prize represents something. Like, I think there's one that's crew, and he's just talking about working together as a team. But then you have one called Flash, who's about getting exercise, you know, so that's like his little thing. There's another one called Banks, and he's all about drinking water, you know. So their name kind of has something to do kind of with, you know, what they're
I liked your
so,
thing. Was it this morning that you did?
Well, and they
on
give
the
us
water?
Stuff like
that
we can read, you know, every day. And so, anyway, so we'll keep doing that throughout the month. We'll be talking about the heart and doing some different things with the heart. But our Heart Heroes will go through next Thursday. And all the money we raise goes directly to the American Heart Association.
You don't get any of that?
No.
Which
well,
one
what
is
we
it
do is we get, depending on how much we raise, then we can earn gift certificates to U.S. Games, which is a company that provides sporting equipment.
Right.
So then, like last year, we got $150 in gift certificates, if you will. So then I can go on and order equipment.
Right.
Like we ordered stacker cups because we need more stacker cups.
Right.
And so so that's nice because, you know, PE equipment isn't cheap.
No,
a little softy ball is $12.
Everybody
I mean, that's so ridiculous. A foam ball covered in plastic is $12.
That's crazy.
But anyway, that's another whole other story.
Jeez. Not with our legs. Our stumps for Stop the Bleed are like $400?
$369 just for a leg.
For
plus
one.
Tax. So
$20. $20 for a stack of 12 cups. for a stack of 12 plastic
cups. That's crazy.
With the hole in top, but they
get
you know,
the different colored.
It
solo
slides
cups.
Them.
So dip them in that something. Hard some kind of hardening
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Would it be cheaper on Amazon?
Anyway, no, that's where I got mine. That's the coolest place I could find them.
Oh my gosh,
it's crazy. The other thing my goal is to finish fitness gram testing for our elementary kids by spring break. We still have the flex arm hang, the flexibility test, and the trunk lift. We have those three tests left to do. And I have to get all the kids' height and weight.
Before spring break?
Before spring break.
Okay.
So I would like to be...
Is that every grade?
Done. Third, fourth, and fifth.
Oh, that's
they start in third
lot.
Grade, and it goes
that
all the way through
lot.
12. I mean, they're supposed to do it all through school. Now, whether that happens or not, it's a state...
You know that by
so
by fifth grade, you've got it.
Yeah, that's right. My part. So
exactly.
I'm doing what I know I'm supposed to do to make sure I'm following those state guidelines. But anyway, and at some point, I don't know when and I don't know who, but we have new TEKS, which means we're getting new curriculum. So I know at some point we're going to be looking at a health textbook for,
okay.
I guess. I mean, I don't know if health is coming back or...
Is that just for
it's PE own? And health? No.
Okay.
All new TEKS for
K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So there should be a new curriculum that is decided on and approved, but I have not heard.
The school board will approve that.
I guess I don't know how that works. I mean, normally they bring us stuff in and we look at it, and we kind of talk about it, and then we pick one.
Okay.
And then it goes before. The powers that be for approval.
Mm-hmm.
So,
should
anyway.
Already have. Usually by now, you have the curriculum people reaching out and
something.
Sending you their samples.
I've only heard from one company, just myself. But so
and it might depend on how many were like
approved
by the state too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, because I know last time there were like three, or you could come up with your own.
Don't choose that one.
No.
So
you
then
can do it.
If we're going to do the health curriculum here, will we have to then do, according to the new House bill, sending out a letter prior to the school year about any kind of sexual health classes?
That's separate,
okay.
Regardless of the health.
Okay.
Health itself.
That will not include any of that?
So, like, health curriculum itself is required to be covered between, let's say, I don't know about kindergarten, but it's between all the way up through eighth grade.
Okay.
And then at the high school, it's not a requirement anymore.
Okay.
It's not a required. You can offer it. There is a course, but schools will choose to offer it or not.
Okay.
But there's not a, like, how you cover health curriculum. But that's like, health curriculum is separate from like a sex ed program.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay.
They're separate. They're
okay.
Separate.
All right. Yeah, that new House bill is still confusing to me.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
So that's all I know.
Jenny?
I don't have any new news.
That's good though, right?
Yeah.
No news is good news.
I'm just still buried in paperwork trying to get ready for that audit in March.
Oh, yeah. Do you know exactly when they're coming? I know we talked about that the last meeting.
The 22nd of March. But
okay.
We've been getting reports together and sending them in. There's a possibility I think they're going to be remote. It's going to be virtual.
Oh,
which
nice.
May not come at all. I'll come.
That would be
so, since you brought that up, I'm just going to go ahead and ask this. Jennifer came in to see me, and she said...
I told her I would call you, and I would have done
it. Well, but because I told her, I said, I've never been asked this before.
Was that what you had asked me to get?
Yeah, well, okay. We are supposed to... The food service is supposed to keep on file any doctor's notes for students that have food allergies or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to keep it up all the time, and then I was... Nobody ever asked me for it.
Well, and
so I was like,
we don't
I know
require
where it is if
them.
I need it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we don't require
mm-hmm.
no
yeah.
doctor's notes. So what I did was I made copies of our health form where the parents signed it and put what the allergies were.
Okay.
Is that, and I put that in her box. I mean that's all we have.
All we've got, that's all
now,
we've
we
got.
Now, we do have kids that were, that there's a couple that I have where they had skin tests. You know, they had allergy testing.
Yes.
But none of those were on the list of kids that they wanted. So.
Oh, okay. I think she said there's like six kids.
There's just six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I told her we just get that list, and if they don't, they're not happy with it, they'll tell us what we have to get. So.
Yeah, because, I mean... Even then Donna said she never has, as long as she's done even school, she's never had to have.
I've had a review where they have asked me, and I just pull out the file, and once they see you've got the file, they never ask. I just kind of quit keeping up. I have a list, and I just have got y'all's list, and I keep that, so.
Like a food allergy report, would that work?
Yeah,
if we
were
that
supposed to.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that gives, I don't know how to do individual ones. It's, it runs the whole school.
What they always wanted was the actual letter from the doctor saying that they have this food allergy and you're supposed to feed them, you know, if we have to substitute their food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to get all those?
Oh, no.
Not from our pediatrician. Hard enough to get shot records.
I know.
But they can see where the parents signed it and that wrote
and
it in.
Like I said, if they they're not happy with it, we'll go from there.
I mean, and how many people, like, if they say, oh, they're allergic to strawberries or oranges or whatever, and it's probably because they break out, and they
not
take them to the doctor.
Anaphylaxis.
You know, so, but we're not going to give it to them. Because mom says they're allergic, so.
Yeah, I don't want to take that chance.
No. I think a lot of them are just because kids don't like it, too.
I think so, too.
But, hey.
But
anyway, that's what I put in there was copies
and
of the health.
That'll work.
Okay.
We'll use
good.
It.
Okay.
We'll say we'll use it.
Unless they say no.
Yes. Okay. Other than that, we're all good. Still have an opening at the elementary, but.
Who's gone?
Who left over there? Somebody left. Who left?
They did?
The girl that went to go work at a lawyer's?
Darla.
Darla. There you
Darla
go.
Left?
I can't remember.
Oh,
she just
she left.
No, she's been there. She was.
Oh, I know who
the, tall lady?
Yeah.
Slim lady?
Yes, I know who that is.
I did not know she left.
She was working for a doctor's office anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Part-time,
I knew she had part time.
And then he offered her a really good deal.
You're good for her.
She's working full time there.
Good.
It's good.
I liked her. She was nice. Very quiet.
But nobody's applying. Nobody wants a job. So.
Can you beat that $12 an hour at Taco Bell?
That's what I told Jennifer today. I was like, well, you can go down there and work for $12.
Right.
They have to pay more.
Yeah. Does anybody have any new business to discuss before we talk about Worth the Wait? I keep calling it Worth the Wait. I think now it's called Sexual Risk Avoidance Program. So,
Worth
like
the Wait.
Sounds better.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm still calling it Worth the Wait. Whatever.
You said Worth the Wait. You're like, what?
Well, when you say that, it sounds different.
Yeah.
So, we're still having the Parenting Resource Center come out and do it, but it's not going to be Jennifer Bledsoe this year. It's Ginger Wilson. She's the director of the Parenting Resource Center. So she's coming on April the 11th, which is a Monday, and she's going to talk to 7th and 8th grade students. Girls will be separate from the boys. It'll be approximately 2 hours apiece. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at the curriculum. It's a very long slideshow, but it's the same as last year. I don't see any. I looked at the goals and objectives that we had for last year and the way she broke it down, and I don't really see any differences. I think everything is the same. So I did email Karen Bordowski to see what we needed to do as far as, like, if there's a sample letter online or whatever as far as posting stuff on our website, because now with the new house bill, we have to put everything on the website and put the curriculum on there. So I guess we'll have to have the curriculum in some form other than the slideshow, or I don't know if we can just, I did ask her if we can just put
this.
They
should have, like, just a...
Kind of
like
a
downloadable PDF of the curriculum,
I'll
not
ask her about that.
Yeah.
But I did ask Karen if she wants us to just have the objectives couple on there or if we have to put the whole curriculum on there. So I'll see what she says as far as that goes. And then just before we started the meeting, I printed out our letter from last year and I just changed the names at the top and the dates and stuff. And I don't know if the Spanish translation is exactly correct, but I'll check it on Google Translate. And so it's going to be a little different. Parents are going to have to return this to us if they want their student to participate. In the past, it's been if you don't want them to participate, then fill this out. So that part's a little different. But I asked her if, Karen, again, if we needed to change anything with the wording or if this was okay. And then I can send this to you guys. And I'm going to send it to Ms. Casey and Mr. Sorala before we send it out to parents. So I put on here to have this back by April the 6th. And I think that gives them plenty of time if they want their kids to attend.
What about if you have kids that don't bring, give you the notes? Because they don't want, no, because they don't want to go.
Oh, we really haven't run into that much in the past.
Okay.
So, and I did notice on here that I just put, I didn't change it. I just put seventh grade students. And it's seventh and eighth. So, I mean, I can go in and change this, but this is just, I don't know if you guys want to look at it, but I can send this letter out to everybody just so y'all can take a look at it. I don't know with everything being new, if we have to approve this or if I can just make whatever changes are needed. And I asked Karen that too, because she's been helpful with this house bill thing.
And I would say if Karen's approved it, then that's probably good to go.
Yeah.
I would add 7th and 8th so that. Yeah,
I haven't heard back from her yet, but I'll send her this because I did make the changes on it this afternoon, and I will see what she says. Okay. So so I think the curriculum is going to be the same as what we did last year. It's just going to be a refresher for the 8th grade, which I think is great. They needed it. And the 7th grade, it'll be new material for them, so that's good. In the past, we've done it over 2 days and had the boys and girls together on the second day, but we're not doing that this year. It's just going to be 1 day. The calendar's filling up pretty quickly, so it was, we were struggling to get a date that we were able to do it, and she was able to come out to us. So, but I think it's going to be good. I'm still, like I said, I'm still calling it worth the wait.
Yes.
So I like that better.
Yes.
But that's the only thing that we have in new business that I can think of. Unless anybody else has anything. No? Okay. Do we want to adjourn the meeting? Okay. Let me look and see when our next one is, just to be sure before I tell you guys the wrong date. And do y'all want to move the next meeting up to the conference room, or are y'all okay with coming down here?
Here's fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Once the kids got out of here, it was fine.
Yeah. It gets pretty quiet. Okay, so May 3rd. I was wrong. I said the 10th. May 3rd is our next meeting.
Okay.
And that's our last one of the year.
And that's better because EOC it's is early, that week. Yeah. So
okay.
But it's the 10th would not have been good. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's better.
That's start testing.
Yeah, that week.
For the elementary. Okay.
And us. Well, we'll, both of us. Yeah.
We'll get the meeting out of the way before all that starts.
Yep.
So. Okay, so I guess as far as the curriculum goes, do we need to approve that curriculum or just wait and see what we hear from Ms. Bordowski? What do y'all think?
Wait to hear.
I would say wait and see what she says.
Okay.
If it has to be like the whole thing or can it be, you know.
Just the objectives and goals.
Objectives, kind of like the summary of this is what's going to be covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so. We may just put that on there. I don't even know where it is now.
Do we need, if we have to approve it, will we need to have another meeting to like put it as a line item saying we approve it?
Or can we do it like as an email?
We could probably do it as an email if we need
to. Maybe check to see.
I can ask her that too.
Okay.
So as soon as I hear something from her, I will let you guys know. And then as far as approving the letter and all that stuff, I'll find out. And hopefully next year it'll be a little smoother because I'll remember this from last year. Or not. Okay. So I will be emailing you guys the minutes, and then we'll get it to, you'll send the recorded copy to Central
Office? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.